Starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Hem and Beis, the Mishnah says Shisha Devarim also Anshe Yerichai. There were six things that the people of Yerichai used to do. Ashloisha Michu Biyadam. On three of those six, Chazal objected, were Meicha against what they did. Ashloisha Michu Biyadam. And the other three, even though Lechatchila they weren't happy with what they did, but nonetheless it didn't rise to the level that they felt that they should object. Ve'eluhein. The following are those that they did not make a macha against. Markiv in the Kolam Kol Hayom, on the 14th of Nisan, on Erev Pesach, they would graft palm trees. The Karchan Shema, and they would be Kairach Shema, which we'll see a few opinions in the Gemara what that's referring to. The Kaitzim and the Goitzim of Ne'aymen, they would harvest and pile up grain from the new crop, from the Chadash crop, before the Eimer was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The Eilish HaMichah B'Yadam, but the following three, they did object against. Matir Gamzi Shel Hektish, when he had a tree, that the tree belonged to Hektish, and there was new branches that grew afterwards. They permitted these branches, they said that there's no Kedusha on them, and therefore one may take those branches. And that, on that, the Chachamim objected. And they permitted to eat from fruit that fell off the tree on Shabbos. And again, the Chachamim objected against that. And thirdly, they would give off peya from vegetables, which are not really chayav in peya, like we'll see in the Gemara. Nonetheless, they used to give up peya from there. Chachamim objected on that as well. And the reason why the Chachamim objected about that is because real peya is pater from meiser. This, that's not subject to peya, so really it's chayav to take off trumas and meisers. But the Ani, thinking that it's real peya, he won't separate trumas and meisers and he's going to end up eating tevel. Torah Balan, do we have a brisa that says, Shisha Dvar Mosa Chizkiyo HaMelech, Chizkiyo HaMelech did six things, Al Shlesha Hoiduloi, on three of them, Chazal agreed with him that he was correct in what he did. On the other three, they did not agree with him. What are they? He dragged the bones of his father, the dead body of his father, on a bed made out of ropes, meaning his father, Achaz, was one of the bad kings, the one of the Oiv the Avodah Zarah. So because of that, he didn't bury him in a bekavadig, a proper way. He was mevaza him by the Leviah to show what happens to Rishayim. V'hoiduloyan, for that, Chazal agreed with him. Kitas nechash on the choshesh, those copper snake that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the desert, so that when the plague came, all the snakes were biting people and killing. So Moshe made that copper snake that everybody should look at and think of Hashem and therefore be healed. So eventually that snake became an Avodah Zarah. People started worshipping the snake because it has healing powers. Therefore he crushed it up, he destroyed it. They agreed to that as well. Thirdly, Gana Sefer Rafuos, he buried, he hid the Sefer Rafuos. There used to be a Sefer that had the Rafuos, the way to heal each kind of machla, every ailment. And again, people stopping Yerei Shemayim and stopped davening to Hashem to take care of a chayla, instead, they just opened up the book, looked, okay, you heal this thing in this manner, and therefore there is no reason to daven to Hashem. Because of that, he got rid of it, he was great as the Sefer Rufus, so Hayla and they agreed to him. There was another three that they did not agree with him. Kitas Dalsis Shohecho, he removed, he cut off the doors, the expensive doors that led into the Hechel of the Beis HaMikdash, with Shikun the Melech Asher, he sent them to Melech Asher as a present. Chazal didn't agree to him about that. Salsam Megichon HaOyer, and he plugged up, he blocked off the water source of this river, the Megichon Elyon, so the upper part of the Gichon, he blocked off that water source, and again, in order that when the enemy of the Melech Asher was coming to attack, this way he won't have a water supply. V'lehadloin, they didn't agree to him. And Rashi explains that both of these things were that he should have had be talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Kefim Adrei Gosoi, that Hashem will help them, and he shouldn't have had to do these types of ishtadlis. And lastly, Ivar Nisan Ben Nisan, he made a leap year, an extra month, once it was already Nisan. And we know that a leap year really is supposed to be Adar. You add a second Adar, make an Adar Sheini. But instead, he, once it was already Nisan, and it was too late, he still added another month. And they did not agree with him on that as well. That which the Mishnah said, Mark, even the Kolim Kol Hayayim, Hechi Avdi, what was this process that they would do to graft these to Kolim? Arabuda Maisi, Asa, Doro, they took a fresh Hadas, the Shikha, the Daphne, the beer that was made out of the fruit of a laurel tree, the Kibcha, the Sari, and barley flour, the Romi, the Mona, that was placed into a keli, into a vessel, the Lechalfi, Alei, Arboin, Yamin, and it wasn't 40 days old from the time that it was ground. Umadichilu, when there was all this recipe was boiled up, and they threw it, put it into the center of the dekel of the palm tree, in order to help and strengthen the tree. Now this thing was so powerful. Any other tree that was within the 4 amah radius of this tree, if they wouldn't do the same process to the second tree as well. So tzavi la'alzer, that second tree would dry out right away. Rabbi Akiva, the Rav Omar, that wasn't the process that we were talking about over here that they used to graft, but rather manchi kufra dichra l'nukvasa. They would graft a male palm tree with a female palm tree, meaning to say, the male palm tree had fruit, but the fruit weren't so tasty. The female one could not produce fruit, but when they would cross pollinate them and they would grow them together and they would graft them together, so then the result was that the tree was able to grow fruit and be good fruit, and that's what they were doing on the 14th of Nisan on Erev Pesach. Karchan Hashema, Hechi Avdi, what were they doing to be what's considered Karchan Hashema? Arev Yuda, Arev Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Leyim Masikim. They would say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad without stopping. Over here, Rashi understands it means that without pausing after the Echad, because after the Echad is Kabbalah Al Malchus Shemayim, they should pause and think about the Kabbalah Al Malchus Shemayim before you continue talking about other things, and they wouldn't do that. Tosfos explains that they didn't pause between Shema Yisrael and Hashem Elokeinu, and therefore would be mashma Shema Yisrael Hashem, that we're talking to Hashem and asking Hashem, please Hashem, listen to the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. That was their problem. Rava Amar Masik in Hayud. No, that was the issue. They were Masik properly in the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Elo, rather, what was the time on them? Shoyoyim Hayoyim Al Levavecha. That they would punctuate Asher Anichim Mitzavcha Hayoyim Al Levavecha. They would read together Hayoyim Al Levavecha, which would imply the Mashma Hayoyim Al Levavecha. Only today, those words have to be on your heart. Vlevim Makra Al Levavecha. But tomorrow, in the future, it doesn't have to be on your heart. Tana Rabbanon. So the first opinion held, like Rav Yehuda, that we said before, that they would say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad v'leyom masikin without pausing. Dear Remeir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says masikin ayu, they would pause. They wouldn't say Baruch Shem Kufay Malchus Eilam Vlad. So the Gemara explains that now in my time on Milan Lay, why do we say Baruch Shem Kufay Malchus Eilam Vlad? And with the Gemara, because the Darish of Shimon ben Lakish, like of Shimon ben Lakish, Darish of Damar of Shimon ben Lakish, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikra Yaakov Elbana, Vayomer Heyasu, Vagid Alechem, Eza Sheikra Aschem Achas Hayalim, Yaakov told his children right before he was Nifter, gather together, and I will let you know what's going to happen in the end of days. Meaning, Bikish Yaakov Legalitz, Lebanam Ketzi Yalim, Yaakov wanted to reveal to his children what's going to happen at the end when the Zman, the Mashiach, is going to come and redeem us. But his dog of Ereshchina, the Ereshchina left him that he wasn't able to reveal it. Amar, so he was afraid, he said, Shemachas Mishalom, Yeshu Mitazi Psul, maybe one of my offspring is Pasul, and that's why Hashem is not letting me reveal it. Kavam Shiyatsu Mimenu Yishmael, just like we find by Avram Avinu that he had a child, Yishmael, Vavi Yitzchak, and like my father Yitzchak, Shiyatsu Mimenu Esav, that he had a child, Esav. So his children answered him, no, Shema Yisrael, listen, Yisrael, and over here, Yisrael means Yaakov Avinu, who's called Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amru, they told him, Kishem She'im B'limcha Ela Echad, the same way that in your heart Hashem is one, Kachem B'libeinu Ela Echad, so too by us it's only Hashem Echad. When Yaakov heard that, at that time, Pasuk Yaakov Avinu, the Amar Baruch Shem Givay Malchusay Le'elam Lo'ed. He praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said Baruch Shem. So now, Amir Rabbanon, Chazal said, Hechi Nevi, what should we do? Lemruhu, should we say, when we say Kriyat Shema Baruch Shem, Le'elam Moshe Rabbeinu? If you look in the Torah Parsha of Eschanan, where it says the Parsha of Kriyat Shema, over there it doesn't say Baruch Shem, so how can we say it? Lemruhu, so Elamai, we should not say it. Amir Yaakov, but Lemaisa, at the end of the day, Yaakov did say it. So in Skidu, therefore, they established that they said it quietly. Orev Yitzchak, Ami Debe Ravami, that they said by Ravami, Moshe Labas Melach, this is a Moshe to a princess, Shevichetziki Gedera, that she smelled these very tasty foods that they were making, these hors d'oeuvres that they were making, and she had a desire for them. If they say out loud to bring it to her because she has a desire for them, that's a shame for her, that she is giving in to her human tithes. But Elamai, she shouldn't tell anybody that she wants them. Then she's going to be in pain because she does want them. So her servants brought it to her secretly. Hiskilu, they were misakin shiwaim ma'isa v'kol ram, that they would start saying Baruch Shem out loud. And the reason is v'nei taruma saminim, because of the complaints, because of the tightness of the minim, because when we used to say it in an undertone quietly, so the minim said that, oh, probably you're saying something in the middle of davening that's improper. So therefore they were misakin to say it out loud. However, says the Gemara, Narada, in the city of Narada, the lecha minim anahashah, that until now we haven't had a problem with minim, with these abikorsim, so amin lo bechashai, so then we continue with the original meaning to say it quietly. Torah bonon, shishat ramah masu ansi yirichui. Six things the people of Yirichui would do. Shleisha b'ritzayin hachamim, three Chazal agreed with. I mean, this shita, not like the town of our Mishnah, held that the first three, it's not that they just didn't object, but actually they agreed to them. The shleisha and the other three, shleisha b'ritzayin hachamim, disagreed with. The following the Chachamim agreed with. They would graft the column, these palm trees on Erev Yontif, on Erev Pesach. The Karkanes Shema, they would be Karech Shema. The Karkanes of Nei Eimer, they would harvest before the Eimer was brought. The following were against the will of the Chachamim. Goshim, Lifnei Eimer, they would pile up the grain that they harvested before the Eimer was brought, or parts and pirtzes, they would leave open breaches in the fences of their gardens or their orchards in order to let the aniyim come in, lahachul neshal aniyim, in order that the aniyim should be able to eat the fallen fruit, b'shnei batzeres, in years of famine, b'shabbos yom tov and shabbos and yom tov. And number three, matir gamzia shal hektish, they allowed the new branches that grew from a hektish tree, shal charuva, shal shikma, of either a carob tree or a sycamore tree, that after they would cut it down, that was the mitzvah that they used to do by those trees, they would cut down the trunk and the large branches for lumber, and then it would go back. So they would say that only the original wood was kadosh, and the new stuff that grew now is no longer kadosh, and therefore it's mutter to take it. They were mayor. Rabbi Yehuda said to the mayor, "Imberut Sein Chachamim, Hayoisim. According to you, that they were doing it, Berut Sein Chachamim, the Chachamim agreed to that. You call it them Oisin Kain. So then, why can't anybody do that? Ella must be Eilam Eilu Shalai Berut Sein Chachamim. All six of them were against the will of Chachamim. The Chachamim weren't happy, did not agree with what they did. Shalai Berut Sein Chachamim Hayoisim. Al Shalai Shemichu Biyadam. The difference is on three of them they objected. Al Shalai Shemichu Biyadam, and the other three they didn't object." The following they did not object. Markiv the Golem Kolayim, they would graft palm trees on Erev Yomtiv, Erev Pesach. Karkin and Shema. The Koytim Goychim of Nei Oimer, they would cut and harvest and then pile up their piles of Nei Oimer before the Oimer was brought. The Elishamichu Biyadam, the following they did object against. Matir Gamzios Shal Hekha Shokharuva Shal Shikma. Who parts and pierced the garden, they same upon the same, and they made those breaches in their wall, in the fences of their gardens and their orchards, lachol nashim aniyim, in order to allow that the aniyim should eat the fallen fruit, b'shabbos and yom tovim, b'shnei matzeres am shabbos and yom tov, in years of famine. And number three, noise of pay of the earth, they gave payah off of vegetables, u'michav yom kacham, and the chacham objected about these three. The fact the Gemara v'samar rebuda k'tir shalem b'tzayin kachamim. From the fact that the Rabbi Yehuda says Kaitzim Gaitzim, the Chazal were not Meiche, it's Mashma that the Chazal weren't Meiche, but it was Shalai Ritzon Chacham. It was against Chazal's will. They weren't happy about it. So is that so that the Ketzira Chazal weren't happy about? But Tanan, didn't they learn in the Mishnah Anshi Yericha, the people of Yericha Kaitzim of Ne'aymer, they would harvest before the Aymer, and that Chazal were happy with, but they were okay with that. However, Gaitim of Ne'aymer, they would pile it up also before the Aymer Shalai B'Tzayi Chachamim, and that was against the will of the Chachamim. However, nonetheless, they weren't Meicha against it. And the reason is, the harvest, like we learned earlier in our Masechta, any place that you can't bring the Aymer from there anyway because of the quality of the grain, so in such a field, there's no issur to harvest before the Aymer. So the harvesting they permitted. However, they said, Dafka, the harvest itself, since it's going to, the grain might get ruined by not harvesting it, so they allowed them, they permitted them to harvest before the Aymer. But to pile it up, that wasn't necessary, and the more you handle the grain that was chalish, the more there's a chance that a person might forget and slip and eat some of it. Therefore, they didn't want them to pile it up to be gaidish before the Aymer. Now, who's the Tana over here? So says the Gemara, Man Tana, Man Shamalei, who's the one who told us, Damar Michu, Ule Michu, that the difference between the first three and the second three were if they objected or not, as opposed to if it was B'Ritzai Chachamim or Shalai B'Ritzai Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda. Must be the Tana of this Mishnah and Menachos is Rabbi Yehuda. Vikatani, and nonetheless the Mishnah says, Kaitzim B'Ritzai Chachamim, that which they harvested, the Chazal were okay with that. A steer to our Mishnah over here that says that Tzira was Shalai B'Ritzayin Chachamim. So, on that says the Gemara, the Tameich, according to you, Hani Abba Havi, if you want to learn the Mishnah, Kipshutai, so then there's four things that they were Meicha, because we see from Meir that Kaitzim and Gaitzim is two separate things. So you have Kaitzim of Ne'aymer, Gaitzim of Ne'aymer is two, then you have Pei of Yerok is three, and Matin Gamzi is Sarakis is four. So we see four things. So how, and the Mishnah says there was only three. So must be Ella Sali Mikan Ktsira. You have to take away Ktsira because Ktsira Taka wasn't Shalai B'Ritzayin Chachamim, and there was only three things that they did that Chacham weren't happy about, but they decided not to be Mecha on them anyway. Then the Gemara explains, when Tia Gavzi Shal Hektish, they permitted the growths, the new branches that grew from Hektish trees, Shal Charuva Shal Shikma of a carob tree or a sycamore tree that was cut down and now the new growths grew. Amru, because they said, Avesenu, our fathers, when they were Maktish, Le'egdishu, Elakaris, they only were Maktish, the original beams, the original branches. But we could permit the new growths of Hektish, Shal Charuva, Shal Shikma. Because we're talking about the growths that came after they were Makdashit. And the people of Yericho, they thought, they held, like we know that there is no Me'ila on the stuff that grows afterwards. So they assumed that what does that tell us? That means it's not Hektish. If it's not Hektish, then we're allowed to take it. We're allowed to have enough of it. Rabban and Sabi, however, the Rabbanon who disagreed with them and was Meich against him, that's because they held that he's the Mila Maki. You're right, there is no Me'ila on it. The level of Kedusha is not as strong as something that you were Makdish, and therefore there will be no Me'ila on it. However, Yisur Me'ika doesn't mean that they're not Aser. They're still Aser, still belong to Hektish, and therefore they were Meich against them taking it. Then the next thing was parts and pierces. They made the breaches in their fences in order to allow the Aniyah to take from the fallen fruit on Shabbos. And that says the Gemara, Amr Ula Rav Shimon Lakish. Ula says in the name of Rav Shimon Lakish, Machlekes, the people of Yericho and the Chacham, that Machlekes is B'Shal Mechbadis. The ones that get stuck in the branches. The Rabbanan Stavi, the Rabbanan hold, Kazrinan, that those are also on Shabbos, Gzeir, Shema, Yalav, Yitlish, because if we allow them to take the ones that fall off and are stuck in the branches, that's near where the regular fruit are. So once you're going to start taking those, they might climb the tree and end up plucking off the ones that are attached to the tree, which is a Malacha Deraisa. And the people of Yericha held, like Azrina, that there was no such gazera, that you might climb a tree and pluck off the ones that are attached to the tree. And that's why they held it was mutter. But the ones that fell down, they're under the branches already, and therefore they're not in next to any fruit that are still attached to the tree. So everybody agrees that those are mutter, there's no problem, even though they fell on Shabbos, the way Rashi understands. Nonetheless, there's no problem to eat them on Shabbos. Amalei Rav, and that says Rav, what do you mean there's no problem with them? Why are they not muktzah? In the beginning of Shabbos, they were attached to the tree. If they're attached to the tree, they're muktzah. V'chitem, and maybe you'll tell me, hayah d'chazeh d'arvin, since they're fit for ravens to eat, even while they're attached to the tree, so therefore they're not muktzah, you can't say that, because hashtem muchan la'adam, if we're going to say that something that's designated to be human food, if it changes on Shabbos or on Yantif to become animal food, it's not considered muchan, it's not considered prepared, rather it's muktzah. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Yudah Eimer, is the end of Masechet Shabbos, and Rav Yudah says, Im lehoisa nevela me'er Shabbos, if you had an animal that is now a nevela, is now a dead corpse, but it was alive from the beginning of Shabbos, and it died on Shabbos, so since it wasn't available from Erev Shabbos, that means Erev Shabbos, it wasn't slated to be fed to the dogs, Asura, then it may not be fed to the dogs on Shabbos, because it wasn't prepared. That means even though it was slated, designated to be human food, as long as it was alive, we don't say that human food is considered food for dogs. So if that's the case, the opposite way as well, Muchan La'arvin, if you're going to say that something that was designated to be food for the ravens, for animals, Hay Muchan La'adam, so now that it changes, it should be considered that it's Muchan, it's prepared, not Muktzah for people. Amalein, so he said, yes, that's the fact. Muchan La'adam, Le'av Muchan La'klavim, something that is designated to be human food, and then it changes to animal food, it's considered not prepared, it's considered muktzah. Why? Because as long as something's fit for a person, he doesn't take it away from himself and designate it instead for his animals. So as long as it was slated for people, it's taka muktzah, it's not meant to be used for animals. However, the opposite way, mukhalar is something that is designated for animal food, that is mukhan for people, because the person cares about himself the most. So anything that is right for him, he has his das on it. So if it was made for humans, he has no das to give it to his animals. But the opposite, if it was made for the animals, he has in mind that if it's going to change status and become right for people, then I want it for myself. And therefore, it will not be considered muktzah. Says the Gemara, Kiyosu Ravin, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rav Shimon Lakish, Machlokes B'Shabbos Akipin. The Machlokes is not like we understood in the first pshat, that the ones that were stuck in the branches. The Machlokes, if it's mutter or not, are the ones that are already fell below the branches, and those are the ones that they had a machlokes about them. The Rabbanan Sabi, the Chachamim, who objected against the Anshei Rishchei, that's because they held Muchan Arvim, they have Muchan Adam. They held, like we were just discussing until now, that it is Muktzah, because even though it was designated for animals, for birds, nonetheless, that's not considered that it's designated for people, and as far as people are concerned, they're Muktzah. The Anshei Rishchei Sabi, whereas the people of Rishchei held Muchan Arvim, have Muchan Adam, that once they're muchan, once they're designated and prepared for animals to eat, so then they're also considered prepared for people to eat. But the ones that got stuck in between the palms and between the branches, they recall also that even the people of Yerichai agreed that those are also on Shabbos. Because we're going to Shami Yalam V'Yitlish, if you're going to permit them, so you might end up climbing on the tree and pulling off the ones that are attached to the tree and being over a Malacha D'Oraisa. Then the Mishnah said, "Leisim peya liyarek." They also used to give off peya from vegetables. So then, when I asked, "V'les lehu la'anshi yiricha," the people of Yiricha don't hold of haditnan, that which we learned in the Mishnah, klalamer of peya. They set a rule about peya, kol shu oicho, anything that is of food, v'nishmar, and it is guarded, not hefker, v'gedula min ha'aretz, it grows from the ground, u'l'kitasek ha'achas, it's picked, it's harvested in one shot, not like something that some of it ripens now, some of it's going to ripen next week, and even more the week after, and then there's no set season for it. And when they gather it in, they gather it into store that it lasts, it has shelf life, as opposed to produce that has to be eaten right away, because otherwise they'll rot or will wilt. So then, if it has all these five conditions, then criteria, then it is chayv and peya. Koshu Arichol, so the Gemara first explains, anything that's a food, prat l'sricha satis v'koitza, the wild growth of these two plants, satis and koitza, which were not used to be eaten, rather they were used as dyes, since they weren't eaten, they're not chayv and peya. V'nishmar, something that's guarded, prat l'hefka, that means dafka, produce that has an owner, lafuke is something that is hefker. We could do them in our hearts, it grows from the ground. Prama kameum pitrius, which excludes mushrooms and truffles, all these other various types of fungi, that since they don't grow from the ground, therefore they're not chayv and peya. The kitosim keachos, and they're gathered all at the same time. Prama latanim, which excludes figs, which don't all ripen at the same shot, they're not picked at the same time. Machnisa lekium, and they're gathered in to last. Prama yarek, that excludes vegetables which don't have shelf life. So what do we see? There's a Mishnah that says clearly that Yarok is butter. So why did the Anshi Yericha say that you give off payah for Yarok? So the Gemara explains, I'm Rabbi Yudam Rav, Hakab Rashi Liftais Naskin, and over here we're talking about Rashi Liftais, the leaves, the foliage that grows on top of the turnip, out of the bulb of the turnip. And the machlokes is something that doesn't last by itself. If they would cut off the leaves off the turnip and just bring them in, they don't last. They have to be eaten right away. But as long as they're still attached to the turnip, then they will last. So that is the machlokes. The people of Yericho held that as long as it last, if it's ayyidei davacha, even if it's only through something else, that's called its machnis alakim, and therefore it is chayv and peya. Umasar, whereas the chacham disagreed, and the chacham said, lo shmekim, since it's only machnis alakim, ayyidei davacha, that's not called machnis alakim, and therefore, according to the opinion of Rabbanon, it should be part of and peya because it doesn't last, it doesn't have shelf life.